mighty deep. We find Georgie, and we're giving away the diamonds at Girls Night Out. Tomorrow from 5 to 8, brought to you by Red Stripe, Diamonds by Drake, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hard Line. Tomorrow is Girls Night Out, and we will be out at Duke's for Girls Night
Where?
Out.
Poop.
Duke's.
Poo.
I don't know why every time I say Duke's, it has to be followed with the word poop.
Poop. Play the new poo.
Well, anyway, Girls Night Out will be at Duke's.
Poo.
Girls Night Out at Duke's tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us out there. We'll be there with the presentation from 3 until 7. And there will be all manner of girls and girl activities involved. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little girl on girl.
Wouldn't that be great?
The quest for the girl with the biggest jugs.
Battleship.
Will take place. There will be Battleship. And it's brought to you by Diamonds by Drake, Red Stripe, D&M Cycle World, and Vengeance Motorcycles.
Oh, the greatness of the Vengeance Motorcycle.
Harmonix Hair and Skin Clinic, Love Sack, and Sebastian's Closet.
Love Sack.
Are we ready for this? Ready to get on with this?
Mm-hmm. I think we are ready and prepared.
All right.
And fired up, mind you. It is time for round...
Okay, well, what are you talking to me about that for?
It's time we get fired up on this show. Let's go. Let's bring it in right in the middle, right here. You ready, Greg? Hand the mill?
No, I don't really do that.
It's time for round four of Who is Smarter, a Stripper or an 11-Year-Old?
Mm-hmm.
This is the game where we determine who is smarter,
mm-hmm.
a stripper or an 11-Year-Old.
Mm-hmm.
As they challenge each other in question and answer form, we will, in the end, find out which one has more brain power,
the stripper.
The 11-year-old.
Right, we determined that.
No. Intern Jake has conducted two interviews, one with a stripper, and one with an 11-year-old.
I'm showing fraud in this.
These are sixth grade level questions.
Franz, are you trusting this?
You're smelling fraud. You're winning the game.
That's why I'm smelling fraud.
Well, that makes no sense.
Certainly
not. Now, if I were you, I wouldn't worry about it too terribly much.
And the.
What are the standings?
Well, right now, Greg and Psycho are tied for the lead with 2 points, and the rest of the crew are tied for second with 1 point.
Every one of us?
Yes.
Wow.
Mike, Snake, myself, and Kay Scott each have a point.
Okay, how many more weeks do we have?
We have three more, including this one.
Yeah.
We're going to do two this week so we can fit them all in before we go on vacation. So we're going to do one today and then one on Friday. Now, what's on the line is there will be one winner. At the end of the game, the person with the most points will be exempt from the following, spinning the superhero costume wheel.
Mm. And possibly wearing the Captain Doodoo costume, right?
We don't have a Captain Doodoo costume.
So you can stop asking that question forever.
It will consist of Batman, Superman.
Captain America.
Yes.
Spider-Man and either the Hulk
or
Robin.
Captain Doodoo, right?
So
or Robin.
Captain Hug? Spider-Man, does that include the face mask?
This is a full,
oh my God.
A full body, tight-fitting spandex Spider-Man outfit.
Oh, my God.
With face mask.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Greg, I wish you were still big. Because it would be much funnier to see a big, huge Spider-Man.
I'm big enough as it is.
No, you're not.
All right, we got to get to the game.
Okay, so which game are we playing? Stripper versus 11-year-old?
What? Yeah.
Good God. So would you like to meet our stripper?
Yes, let's meet the stripper.
I'd like to see her judge.
Come on.
Well, I would.
First, I'll just start asking a couple questions. First, what's your name?
Amy.
And,
Do you want my dance name?
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Lula.
Okay, that's cool. Where do you work?
I was at Million Dollar. I'm nowhere right now.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and what's your educational background? Do you have high school or...
High school.
Okay, good. Cool. Ready?
All right. I smell a dumb bitch there.
Greg!
Let's meet our 11-year-old, shall we?
That's my initial thought. Sorry.
Yes, 11 years.
Okay, first of all, what's your name?
Taylor Bollinger.
Okay, and where do you go to school?
Parkwood Hill Intermediate.
Okay, cool. You're going into what grade?
6.
And, all right, cool. Do you think you're smarter than the stripper?
Jake panicked. Like
he
a
did.
Sixth grader is supposed to know what that is.
What? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to play?
Is that a girl or a boy?
I don't know.
Girl. It was a girl.
Taylor, ambiguous name.
Taylor.
It was a girl.
Who's first this week? Danny, you are?
I am, yes. It will be me, Kevin Scott, Psycho, Mike, Greg, and the Cobra. And there are 4 possible answers. You will either guess that the kid knows it, the stripper knows it, neither know it, or both know it.
Mm-hmm.
The first question is, what is the missing number in this series? Where the series is 0, 7, blank, and 21.
Looking for 14.
We are looking for 14, multiples of 7. It's to me, I'm going to guess that the kid only knows.
Urgent phone call. Can you repeat the question real quick? Sorry.
Is it breaking?
Dick Hicks?
Breaking news?
No.
From the sports Cretan?
No, it wasn't.
Is he interrupting our show?
No, it wasn't from the sports
Preparing
Cretan.
For Ticket Sports Saturday?
What's the missing number?
What's the missing number in the series? We're looking for 14. It's 0, 7, blank, and 21.
Both.
Psycho?
Neither.
I will say both.
I'm going to go with both.
Both.
Yes.
All right. You ready to start?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Right.
14. All right, correct.
Good. Kid got it right. Now stripper.
You start?
Yeah. 0.
No, it's...
Oh, dear.
Did she say 0?
She said 0. Did I smell it?
0? Are you kidding? 0. That puts a whole new twist on things.
I smelled it with her.
Did you not say that we had a dumb bitch here, Greg?
I did.
0.
Why'd you pick her?
But I thought even a dumb bitch would know that.
07 blank 21.
The easiest question we've ever asked.
Are you ready for the next
Who
one?
Who got that right? Anybody?
I got that right.
Oh, damn
I got
it.
Kid.
I smell fraud. Boy, I do too.
Okay, see? Stop. There's no fraud.
All right, you ready for question 2?
Yeah.
Who were the 2 main generals in the Civil War, and which side were they on? We're looking for Lee, Confederate, and Grant, Union. Last name is fine. I'm going to go with neither.
My next?
Yeah.
Neither. Neither.
Neither. I think the kid's going to get it.
Quarter.
Neither.
Thanks. Good job.
I'm not sure.
Damage.
Absolutely.
14, sorry.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. Well, General Lee was Confederate.
Okay.
And Union is Sherman.
Sherman.
Sherman?
Well,
oh, she's great.
Well, she got someone right in the Civil War, at least.
I know.
I wish Earl would have asked her to say they were inseparable.
Right. So the answer is neither.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a point but me.
Okay. Question 3. All right, follow me on this. A man has to be at work by 9 a.m. It takes him 15 minutes to get dressed, 25 minutes to eat, and 45 minutes to walk to work. What time should he get up? So 15 and 25 is 30 or 40. 85 minutes, an hour and 25 minutes. Count that back. He's got to get up at 7:35.
Okay. 4 words in, I was already saying neither.
Well, go ahead, Danny.
Okay.
You're not first, though.
I know.
That's the thing.
All right. I don't think either one of them are going to have take the time to try to figure it out, so I'm going to say neither.
Give me the kid. Neither.
Michael.
I'll go with neither.
Neither.
Give me the kid.
That's okay.
Okay.
735.
It's 735. Damn it! All right, stripper.
Watch her get it.
It was Grant.
She's still laughing.
Actually.
20 minutes till.
No, it's
five. 20 minutes till what?
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
All right. Yeah, keep it going.
All right. Number four. We're looking.
All right, now, who got that? Who got points?
Everybody but Kevin and Cobra.
Mm.
Number four. We're looking for a scientific term. Anything that takes up space or has a mass of any kind is blank. We're looking for matter.
Okay, Danny?
I think the kid will get it.
That specific term right there. Matter.
Yes, matter.
Neither.
Let's go.
Neither.
Michael?
I'll say the kid.
Neither.
Kid.
Oh.
Okay.
Matter.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Kid, kid, kid. Okay, stripper.
Well, okay, 25 still. It's up to you, whatever you want it to be. I always leave early for work. A solid.
A solid? A solid.
Snake point, Mike point, me point.
You got a point?
Yeah, I said kid.
I smell a rat.
No, he did.
Boy, that's fraud.
What's the score, Danny?
I've got four. Kevin has one. Psycho has two. Reiner has three. Greg has one. And Corby has two.
Okay.
Number five. What were the names of Christopher Columbus's three ships? We're looking for the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Although Earl had this written down as the Santa Anita.
No, he had it down as the Santa Ana.
Santa Ana.
But we're looking for Nina, Pinta, Santa Maria. The kid has to know this.
So you're going kid?
I'm going to say both.
Okay.
The kid has to know this.
Michael?
The kid.
Give me the kid.
I'm going to go neither.
Give me the kid.
Good job.
The Mayflower?
What?
No, sorry.
Ooh. What?
Ooh. Come on, stripper.
Matter, solid.
Matter, solid. Same thing, right?
Sure. Number five.
Does it matter? Christopher Columbus had three ships.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. The Nina, the Pinta.
And?
Santa Maria.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The stripper got it.
Damn.
Nobody gets a point.
Golly.
Every kid knows that.
The kid screwed up, I think. Got confused. I guarantee you the kid knows that.
The Mayflower.
Pilgrims.
All right, so is Mike the only one who can tie you, Danny?
Yes.
Okay.
Number six, we're looking for, let's see, here we go. Words such as by, with, and from are examples of what part of speech? We're looking for preposition.
Okay.
There's no way that chick knows it.
Well, who are you going with?
I think you're getting...
Neither.
Neither nor.
Neither.
Give me the kid. I don't think you get into prepositions till you're like in the seventh grade, do you? I don't think you get in those in the fifth grade. I'm going to say neither.
I'm going to say both.
That's the Pilgrims. It's Santa Maria, Nina, and Pinta.
Oh, yeah. Pronoun?
No. Preposition.
Oh.
Come on, that stripper failed.
All right, first of all,
did we not?
What happened?
I think we ran all the way past her or something. It doesn't matter because you said kid, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
No.
What she says?
No.
Oh, that's right.
No, you win, Danny.
I want to know if she got it, though.
So now you, Greg, and Psycho are tied with 2 points?
Mm-hmm.
And me, Mike, and Kevin have one?
How do we determine the tie? Is it a deck of or a hand of cards?
That's what we did last time.
Five-card draw?
The first
or blackjack?
Time.
Oh, we just drew high card.
No, we didn't
draw
high card.
We played a round of blackjack.
We played a black.
We played a round of five card draw.
Five card draw. We sure did.
All right, this time we play Mexican sweat.
Fine.
Same thing.
All right.
Is that it?
That's it.
Well, that's right. My chance to really move ahead there.
Greg, you got 1 point.
What do you mean I got one?
I know.
I was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
Well, this is a very, very big night in the association, and we will tell you why next.